Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh. If you need a Bible, you can request one. I'll send you one for free if you give me a call and leave your name and address. You can call me at 312-925-9887, or you can email me at partsautomotive@hotmail.com. I also, at goodhouse1968.net, I offer the Hebrew language course there, so you could learn to read Hebrew and write Hebrew. That's at goodhouse1968.net. These businesses that I'm about to mention help support the ministry work and the purchase of the Bibles for the people who call in and request them for free. So if you'd like to support the ministry work, do so by shopping with one of these businesses for your daily needs. If you need auto body supplies or mechanical parts for your vehicle, you can go to autobodyparts1968.com. That again is autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. Or if you need baby diapers or baby car seats, you can go to Roderick's1.com. That again is Roderick's1.com. Also, if for World Product World Profit Products, go to RavishingRevenues.com, and there you could find the 10,000 product section. That's the ClickBank store for digital informational products. All right, let me begin the program. Oh yeah, one more website, and that's Easy Hits You. If you want to promote your business or your website, go to easyhitsyou.com. That again is easyhitsyou.com. And it goes to say at Hebrews chapter 13. Also, we'll be having a memorial service here on the 3rd, Yeshua's memorial service, the Pesach. So please attend and invite others to attend. Please listen in. And it goes to say at Hebrews chapter 13, it says, let brotherly friendship continue, but don't forget to be friendly to outsiders. For in so doing, some people without knowing it have entertained angels. So we don't want to entertain angels with the wrong attitude on a day-to-day basis, because they do exist, and you can be entertaining one and doing wrong in front of them. You want to be doing good and righteous things. It says, remember those in prison and being mistreated, as if you were in prison with them and undergoing their torture yourselves. So remember the brothers and sisters who go to prison for the ministry work, the cause of the ministry work. Marriage is honorable in every respect, and in particular, sex within marriage is pure. But God will indeed punish fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be satisfied with what you have. For God himself has said, I will never fail you or abandon you. So, if God is not going to fail us or abandon us, then we should keep the same trust in him and do the same for him. Therefore, we say with confidence, Adonai is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can a human being do to me? Remember your lenders, those who spoke God's message to you. Reflect on the results of their way of life and imitate their trust. Yeshua, the Messiah, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by various strange teachings. For what is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods. People who have made these the focus of their lives have not benefited thereby. We have an altar from which those who serve in the tent are not permitted to eat. For the Kohen Haggadah brings the blood of animals into the holiest place as a sin offering, but their bodies are burned outside the camp. So too Yeshua suffered death outside the gate in order to make the people holy through his own blood. Therefore, let us go out to him who is outside the camp and share his disgrace. For we have no permanent city here. On the contrary, we seek the one to come. Through him, therefore, let us offer God a sacrifice of praise continually. For this is the natural product of lips that acknowledge his name. So because Yeshua was disgraced out of the city gates, we want to bring a praise back into God's name through praising him with our lips. It says, but don't forget doing good and sharing with others, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they will watch over your lives as people who will have to render an account. So make it a task of joy for them, not one of groaning, for that is of no advantage to you. Keep praying for us, for we are certain that we have a clear conscience and want to conduct ourselves properly in everything we do. And all the more I beg you to do this, so that I may be restored to you that much sooner. The God of Shalom brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, our Lord Yeshua, by the blood of eternal covenant. May God equip you with every good thing you need to do his will, and may he do in us whatever pleases him. Through Yeshua, the Messiah, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now I urge you, brothers, to bear with my message, the exhortation, for I have written you only briefly. Know that our brother Timothy has been released. If he comes soon enough, I will bring him with me when I come to see you. Greet all your leaders and all God's people. The people from Italy send greetings to you. Grace be with you all. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. We're now in the book of James, Yaakov. It says, for Yaakov, a slave of God and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, to the 12 tribes in Diaspora, regarded All is joy, my brothers, when you face various kinds of temptation. Remember, these you're being tempted so that God will be proven truthful in all respects and causes before Satan and his demons. For you know that the testing of your trust produces perseverance. But let perseverance do its complete work, so that you may be complete and whole, lacking in nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all trust, doubting nothing, for the doubter is like, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in trust, doubting nothing, for the doubter is like a wave in the sea being tossed and driven by the wind. There is no control in that. Indeed, that person should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord, because he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. Let the brother in humble circumstances boast about his high position. But let the rich brother boast about being humble, since like a wildflower he will pass away. For just as the sun rises with the sharav and dries up the plant, so that its flowers falls off and its beauty is destroyed, so too the rich person going about his business will wither away. How blessed is the man who perseveres through temptation. So you want to be proven righteous in times of testing by Satan and his demons. For after he has passed the test, he will receive as his crown the life which God has promised to those who love him. No one being tempted should say, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, and God himself tempts no one. So it's letting us know right here, God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. So it's not God testing you. Brothers and sisters, remember that. Rather, each person is being tempted whenever he is being dragged off and enticed by the bait of his own desire. Then, having conceived the desire, birth to sin. And when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. Don't delude yourselves, my dear brothers. So remember that. You're tempted by being dragged off by the bait of his own desire, which is put in the heart by Satan and his demons. And you conceive this desire, it gives birth to sin. Sin, when fully grown, gives birth to death. Every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father who made the heavenly lights. With him there is neither variation nor darkness caused by turning. Having made his decision, he gave birth to us through a word that can be relied upon, in order that we should be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. Therefore, my dear brothers, let every person be quick to listen, but slow to speak, slow to get angry, for a person's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. So rid yourselves of all vulgarity and obvious evil, and receive meekly the word implanted in you that can save your lives. Don't deceive yourselves by only hearing what the word says, but do it. Remember that, brothers and sisters. Don't be deceived by what I preach or teach, but do it. Do what the Tanakh says. For whoever hears the word but doesn't do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, who looks at himself, goes away and immediately forget what he looks like. But if a person looks closely into the perfect Torah, which gives freedom and continues, becoming not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work it requires, then he will be blessed in what he does. Anyone who thinks he is religiously observant but does not control his tongue is deceiving himself. His observance counts for nothing. The religious observance that God the Father considers pure and faultless is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being contaminated by the world. So, brothers and sisters, we want to keep ourselves from being contaminated by worldly desires, worldly temptations that give birth to death, or sinful desires that give birth to death. All right, that is it for today, and I'll say a prayer and close service. Good, I petition you that you strengthen me up, and the brothers and sisters who listen to me, strengthen them up. I pray that they learn something from what they're hearing and that they're able to do and observe the commandments. I pray that they call in for the Bibles, because I've only distributed so many out, and I know there are a lot more that could be distributed out by the amount of listeners I have every day. So please, brothers and sisters, if you need a Bible, a Tanakh or Torah, as it's called, give me a call, and I pray that good Adonai, that you cause the brothers to call so they can get a book and they can learn from the Bible. I pray this and that you direct their steps and protect them from worldly and sinful desires by giving them a pure heart and removing the rafters from their eyes and opening their mind to Torah wisdom and guidance. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.